Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, witches and bitches, tramps and vamps, masked men of mystery, and role-playful women through history, belladonnas and erotic personas. As nights grow long from the witch's hex, let us enter the realm of scary sex. There, there, darling. Don't be afraid. 'Tis the season of masquerade. So come all ye witches, ye dark brides and grooms. 'Tis the time to hop on your brooms, fly past your fears and over the years of oppression, repression, being burned at the stake, stoned by the shake, or drowned in the lake. Time to rise up, ye sexual renegades. Join the erotic insurgent masquerade. Straddle your flying phallic strap-on brooms. Turn on your vibrator to the moon. Fly high in the sky to that wild domain where the witches reign as goddesses and porn stars protest. Hello, hello, test, test. Am I on? I am on. Oh, okay, it's my headset. Ah! Nobody, okay. Okay, Tony, you're going to edit this out. You, the hairy one. That's right. Okay. Back. Turn on your vibrators to the moon. That's always a good place to start. Fly high in the sky to that wild domain where the witches reign as goddesses and porn stars and protesters and love doctors. Time to put on your party mask as you take off your daily mask. Time to reveal what you so often conceal, your erotic persona, your inner belladonna, your secret identity, your Bergman-esque entity, your evil twin, the wizard within. Time to awaken, stirred and shaken, your heart beating like a bongo, your blood rushing like the Congo. Maybe you meet someone who looks kinda scary, a zombie, a priest, a fascist, a fairy. When out of the clear with a flick of the tongue, those shivers of fear turn to passion and fun. Mixing fear and sex creates special effects. See, what turns us on isn't always the nicest. So we're often afraid of just what excites us. Or are we excited by that which we fear? Both, my dear. It's biological, it's neurological, and it can be pathological. So be careful, consensual, and practice safe sex, and don't overdo, but stir this recipe into your witch's brew. A pinch of fear gets your mojo in gear, like heat in your mesquite. But too much heat burns the meat. So stick that in your bag or tricks of treats. And this Halloween or sometime soon, take a trip to the moon on your vibrating broom. Join the erotic insurgent masquerade. Don't be afraid. Your inner witch won't hurt you. Unless you really want her to. Welcome, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Happy Halloween. I love these vibrating brooms. That's right. Happy Halloween. It's a big, sexy holiday, getting bigger and sexier. And I don't know if it's getting scarier, but it is based on fear. These vibrating brooms are great. Yeah. They made them for, Harry Potter, but they discontinued those. But we still carry these, okay? And ours has a dildo on the end. Halloween. Welcome, Halloweeners. Yes, flying is a big part of Halloween and scary sex. And actually, what could be scarier than having sex while flying? I mean, maybe a few things. Maybe having sex with a zombie. And a lot of us have joined the Mile High Club, of course, which is getting to be a lot sort of more claustrophobic now. They're making these little bathrooms tinier and tinier. But having sex while flying, wow, without the plane, that's something else, huh? Like maybe on a broomstick? Or maybe with Superman flying you along your Lois Lane. That's so romantic. Or maybe having sex while parachuting out of an airplane. How about that? Wow, we just so happen to have very special guests here tonight who did that. Can you imagine? Well, you don't have to imagine because you can watch it on their website. But we're going to talk about it. Voodoo, yes. Welcome back.
Yes, it's good to be back.
Yeah. Good to be back. It's been like 8 years,
yeah,
9 years?
Many,
yeah, a while.
Too many years.
A lot of years.
I know.
But you look the same. You've got a little more equipment.
Well. Oh, I'm a vampire. I get to have sex with young women like Hope, so that's what keeps me young.
Is that it?
That's the secret. And jumping out of planes.
Yeah. Well, Hope, welcome.
Well, thank you.
Don't be shy.
I know.
She only bites if you ask her to.
Virgin experience.
Will you bite me?
Yes, and I have fangs. Yeah, I see the hickeys.
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
You need some.
My neck is waiting for you to bite me.
Well, you look very edible. And,
I taste good.
Part zombie, so.
Oh, I love zombies.
Yeah.
Super tweaker zombies.
Yeah, actually.
I like to hunt them down.
Need that flesh. I need those brains. So, let's just get away from fantasy for a second. You guys had sex in the air. You're flying. This is a lot of people's fantasy.
The only people to ever do it, actually. So you have two very unique people that were the first people to actually have sex while skydiving. Well, falling at over 120 miles an hour.
Wow.
2 miles straight down before we had to pull the parachute. So we had a full 60 seconds of full-on intercourse at falling at over 120 miles an hour.
Unbelievable.
And then, how many orgasms did you say you had?
Four.
And you look like you are. You really...
Talking about it makes me want to have an orgasm.
I see that. You're hanging on to the knobs here for dear life, like we're flying at 14,000 feet.
She's orgasmic. I mean, we started having sex in the plane, obviously, because it was a tandem skydive, so I had to attach her to me. She was in a harness, a very sexy little harness that you can use either for skydiving or for sex, whatever. You can hang her from the ceiling if you want to from these harnesses.
Yeah. It is funny how certain equipment can be used for...
Multi-purpose. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So we were in the plane, and we started the sex there, and that's where the whole FAA controversy began, because it was a small airplane,
right,
and we were right next to the pilot as we started the sex.
Who looks like, you know, a typical guy on a porn shoot just trying to do his job.
That's it.
Not really looking at you. At one point, he just kind of looks over.
He glances over.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was focused on his equipment, you know, not our equipment.
Mm-mm.
And he was flying the plane perfectly. And
so they have a problem with that, but they don't have a problem with you having sex
in
the sky.
No, there are no rules about having sex on a private plane.
That's cool.
It's not a problem. It was about distracting the pilot. But since then, the FAA has concluded that the pilot was doing his job. He was not distracted, so there were no charges filed at the end of the day.
Okay, but you lost your job.
Yes, we lost our jobs. at that particular drop zone.
You were... What did you do there?
I was the sexy receptionist.
They must be losing a lot of business.
They are.
They're kicking themselves in the balls right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of the instructors over there, and she was the receptionist. And
when did you learn skydiving?
About 7-8 years ago.
So since I had you on the show.
Since the last time you made me go skydive.
I guess so.
I was so just... incensed and crazy after I did your show. I had to jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
Inspired to fly, but okay.
Yeah, you did.
You had to jump out of an airplane
on account of me.
But yeah, I mean, flying and sex, I don't know, they go together in dreams.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so.
Listen to Hope. Wow. Right. Did you dream about this before you did it? And since?
Yes, of course I did.
Every night.
Well, the truth of the matter was, Hope had just recently gotten into the adult industry, and she wanted to basically do something that would separate her from the rest, because in today's market, in the adult industry market, there's a new 18, 20-year-old coming in every single day, so the competition is very, very fierce today.
I'd say she wanted to make a splash, but that's the wrong element, you know. Fly high above the others.
She wanted to make a statement, a very big statement, and her desire was to try to get the attention of the Howard Stern show, actually. That was her
thing. Howard watching?
Yeah. Oh, he discussed it. Oh. He said that he would have us on the show.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
He's driving us crazy.
I think teasing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like having a vibrator right there, like so close to your clit, and then you can't come.
Uh-huh.
That's what Howard Stern is doing to me.
Oh, he'll let you come.
Well, I hope
be that
so.
Cool. He will.
Oh, right now, he's teasing me.
You might have to do him in the air.
Oh, I would.
There you go. Now
Howard Stern in the air.
We're talking about fear and sex. Well, Howard Stern might be scary even without doing it in the air. But is this scary to you, or wasn't really that scary?
It's amazing. It was fun. It was enjoyable.
Well, she's giving you the perspective of a young girl that wants to get fucked, and she trusts the instructor kind of a thing. But once you get into the sport of skydiving, it is a very serious, scary business. Every time I jump out of the plane, there's always stomachs, you know, butterflies in my stomach. You're thinking, oh my God, what if the parachute doesn't open? And on this particular sex skydive, I had a multitude of tasks. I had to harness her up while she's riding my cock on the plane, and then get her out of the plane while filming. I did most of the filming with a little GoPro handycam.
Yes, and you are filming while you're fucking and flying.
While I'm fucking, while flying.
That's the three Fs.
Yeah.
And filming, fucking, and flying.
And I had to worry about having an orgasm before the parachute opened as well, which thank God it did happen, because if it took any longer to happen, I could have just kept on fucking until we hit the ground. So that thankfully happened, and then I had to concentrate on flying the parachute and landing us safely as well.
Wow.
So
this is why you weren't afraid. He took care of everything.
That's, yeah. Pretty
all
much.
All I got to do is enjoy myself and get fucked and orgasms.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
20, fearless, and reckless. That was her philosophy of the whole thing.
That's it, huh? And you're from around here?
I'm from Taft, where we shot the
Taft. Movie. Taft, right. Little Miss Taft.
Little Miss Taft.
So what do the folks back home think of you
oh
and your
gosh.
New career?
That's why he can't even sit on his seat. No. They're crazy. They're insane. Like, the whole town is just crazy. Like, some people are like, oh, my God, like, I'm some superhero.
Yeah.
And other ones are like, shame on you. Let's call the cops. Let's call the news. Well, thank you for calling the news.
That's how the whole publicity happened. Was initially we were sending the video to the Howard Stern show, but the news hadn't picked it up until mothers of this town. It's a very Bible Belt town, so they're very, very strict on. I mean, there's like 12 churches and only 1,000 people in this town.
Talk about fear and sex.
Yes, exactly. So until
they put fear in you of any kind of sex.
Until some of her fans, which happened to be 17-year-old boys at the high school, started passing around the link of the video everywhere. A couple of mothers got a hold of the video as well, too, and they were the ones that decided to call the local and law enforcement and the media. They did us the biggest favor by calling the media, because the local law enforcement, right away, they were like, okay, did anybody see the stunt? No, we're at 14,000 feet above the sky. Of course, nobody's going to see us fucking. Were we both of age? Yes, we're both of age, and my website's an age-restricted website, so there was nothing illegal done that the local law enforcement can do, but the media just loved it. It was a juicy story. Two people, sex, skydiving, getting fired for the stunt, and FAA is all concerned that the pilot might have been distracted by two people fucking on the plane. So
what is the parents' plan B? Are they going to go after you some other way? I mean, you know, it sounds like the kind of people that would burn witches.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
So I don't know what they're going to do next. But that's fantastic. I mean, we think that's just something to applaud, brothers and sisters.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sex in the sky. Why not? I mean, that really, we can't all do that. But, you know, that's what porn stars are for, to have sex in strange ways that the rest of us fantasize about. So, I'm going to come back to you.
Okay.
But I want to introduce these other interesting people here. Okay, so now this is, you know, because you're a new guest, Margot.
Yes, I am.
You are Nurse Margot tonight.
Yes.
And is this your fantasy, to be a nurse?
Well, I am a nurse. I'm a certified lifesaver.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you're playing yourself. Is this what you wear to work?
Oh,
wow,
no,
I'd like to be sick in your hospital.
Oh, no. I'm a certified lifeguard, so I usually work around pools.
Ah, so you're wearing even less. Better.
Exactly. But, I guess when we're talking about fear and sex.
Yeah.
My biggest fear is, while having sex with someone, them dying. But my biggest fantasy is to bring someone to life while having sex with them. So,
your biggest fear is that you're dying?
Like, while I'm, like, having sex with someone, they die on me.
Oh, that they're going to die.
Because that's, like, not what I want to do.
Do you have sex with a lot older guys or girls? Or what do you...
You know, anyone who needs life-saving.
Oh, life-saving. That's who you have sex with. You save...
That's how I save people.
Is your... Right, mouth to mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. But then, like, the biggest fear is doing the mouth to mouth or, you know, cowgirl or anything, and then them dying on you.
Oh, no,
then that's
they're
just
not
like,
going to die on you.
All my search will get taken
Margo.
Away.
I'd love to die.
That would be the little
her.
Death.
Man.
Okay. I would get fired, just like you did.
Did you have scary sex? Did you have sex in a place that was really, like, kind of scary, like you could get caught, or?
I guess the scariest place, or, like, the riskiest, was by the, Charles River.
Yeah.
So, in Boston. So
that's a pretty big river.
Yeah. But by it. I wasn't, you know... having sex.
So were
in
you
river.
Afraid of getting caught by humans or by like grubs
like,
in the ground?
Like sea creatures know? Or getting bit by like spiders or
oh,
something.
Oh yeah, spiders.
But yeah, no. my biggest weakness. Spiders.
How about flying? Are you turned on by flying?
Now I am. like I have never thought about it, but yeah. mm-hmm. now I really
now,
am.
Now, what? Why not?
Yeah. So. All
I'll right. So let's see. We have Zombie Johnny.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, good. Johnny Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
Have you recently been lynched? Is that why you
oh,
look a little
no.
pale?
Oh, no. No. I'm Beetle Slut, remember?
Right. Beetlejuice Slut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
But very zombie-like.
Mm-hmm.
And the green around the edges. Uh-huh. Kind of organic. So, well, how about you? Scary sex.
Scary sex. The scariest place I probably had sex in was in the parking lot of a goth club in Philadelphia.
Yeah. The parking lot of a goth club.
Yeah.
Because of the goth people are not usually scary.
They're pretty
wimpy usually.
Creepy.
Creepy,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen goth kids try to dance? It's pretty awkward.
Yeah, yeah. That's why they don't scare me. But maybe, I mean, they're dark. They wear a lot of dark
yeah.
stuff, so...
I guess I was just scared of getting caught, and I didn't know the guy.
By the police?
And,
oh, you didn't
stuff.
Know the guy.
Yeah. But then he let me fuck him in the ass, so that was, it was worth
he
it.
He let you fuck him in the
yeah.
ass?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Where could I find a guy like that?
Voodoo got a high-pitched voice when he heard that.
It was the best day ever.
Mm, with your magic dildonic flying strap-on broom?
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, I didn't have a broom at the time. I had to make a strap-on out of my underwear.
A strap on out of you, but you had a dildo.
I had a dildo, and I just cut a hole in my thong, and I shoved it through, and then I shoved it in his ass.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's very creative.
No biggie.
No. Very creative.
Yeah.
Hey, I had sex jumping out of an airplane, and I'm impressed with that.
yeah.
Gotta do what you gotta do, right?
I was yeah.
Like, I'd always wanted to fuck someone in the ass, and he was like, yo, I'm trying to get fucked in the ass. So I was like, I gotta do what I gotta do to make this happen, you know? Like,
did you lick his
that's
ass?
That's resourceful.
Fuck no, I'm not licking
why?
His asshole.
I would.
I don't know.
She just met him.
I
you
only
would.
Just
so?
Met him.
I'd still lick his ass.
I don't think I,
if,
no.
You're
if
so
someone,
sweet.
If someone's gonna
so
let
good.
Me shove a dildo
you,
in their ass,
you
and
have
lick
no
it.
He wanted it. I wasn't doing this fucker any
ass.
Favors.
Mm. I'll take advantage of it.
You are a fearless superhero of sex. But
did
it is not around? Safe to
did
just
I do a reach around?
Lick the ass
I
of someone
reach
you don't know.
I'm really short.
It's true. It's not safe sex. So don't try that at home. She's a professional. Okay. Hope you are a professional, right? A professional
yeah,
ass
I can
licker.
Be whatever you want me to be.
That is very apparent.
Yeah.
And you're exactly who I want you to be.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, you're a special girl.
Thank you.
You are a very special girl, so don't be licking no strange ass. Okay. Get him checked out. All right. It's not so bad, though. If you clean it out, you know.
Yeah. He did. He douched his ass and stuff.
He douched his ass.
Yeah, he douched his
before
ass.
Before he got into the car? What?
Oh, no. I fucked him in the ass a separate time. Cause
oh, okay.
Whoa.
I'm thinking this is going
no,
on in the
no,
car.
No, no. I'm sorry.
Right? That's why Voodoo was impressed.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
yeah. He thought
no,
you were fucking
no.
him. In the car
in
with your underwear
I did
dildo.
Another time.
Oh.
In his wife's bed.
Oops.
Whoa. Okay, there's another fear factor right there.
Johnny Lynch.
My B. Sorry,
Johnny
girl.
Lynch. This, if it's not one fear, it's another. Okay, so next to Johnny is Lynn Jensen, journalist for The Blade. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
So... The Blade is, of course, an LGBT newspaper, magazine.
A magazine, a publication. For many years, it was based in Laguna Beach. It was recently changed publishers and is now based in Long Beach. You can find it at, I tend to pick it up at down at the coffee houses and things like that down on 4th Street and Broadway down in Long Beach. But
did
I'm
you bring some copies?
I only have one copy that's my own to show people.
Show and tell.
Ooh.
This is the September issue, And I'm sure that people can find it in the Los Angeles area if they look at the coffee houses and the gay-friendly establishments. But for the November issue, I interviewed Dr. Susan Block. As part of the theme for the sex issue, and we discussed counseling bisexuals and the differences between counseling what you might say the ordinary straight couples and the challenges of counseling gay couples.
And every bi in between.
Right.
Right. It's a lot in between. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's, most people are in between, I guess. So, okay, well, and so scary sex.
Well, for me, I think you would say that scary sex is sex, period. When you think about how high school is, about sexual attitudes in high school, it's not only gays and bisexuals that are scared to come out of the closet. Heterosexuals have a terrible time expressing their sexuality in high school, too. Mm. We all went through that phase of, you know, scared to death that, you know, somebody might know you liked somebody. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, what about the high school attitude of, you know, the girl that, you know, girls are divided thanks to our male-dominated society. Sorry, guys, but that is a fact. You know, girls are divided into two groups, girls that put out and girls that don't. And if you do put out, you're a slut. And if you don't put up, you're stuck up, B-I-T-C-H. And, you know, the sooner you get used to that, the better off, the better you find living. I think life treats you a little better when you begin to understand that and work with it rather than against it.
True. Very good. And, you know, we have a perfect example of that with little Miss Taft here from Taft High School. I mean, fortunately, she's out of high school right now. And good thing, because then it would have been illegal.
Thank God for sluts.
Yeah. Right. Thank God for sluts. Mm. We have to say that because, otherwise, women who don't have sex, what makes that so good? You know, there's a new book out called... something about purity, just like the purity myth. Yes, that's what it's called, the purity myth. This idea that because you're a virgin, that you're somehow a good person, that you're somehow a better person than someone who shares sex with someone. Where does this idea come from? What is virginity anyway? We don't even really know how to define it. Well, and we're all plagued by this. It's true. Heterosexuals, homosexuals, bisexuals, all of us.
Well, at the same time, although I'm not, far be it from me to say that anybody should be restricted to sex in their choice of sex, sexual expression, thanks to some kind of arbitrary view of morality. At the same time, I think there is something to be said for caring relationships, loving relationships. There may be a time for some kind of casual relationship, but there's also a time for meaningful and more fulfilling long-term or permanent relationships.
And so that can be even more scary. You know? I mean, even sex is always scary, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, even when it's good and you're in love and everything is right, you're afraid that it might end. I mean, and it will. So sex is inherently scary. Mm-hmm. But there are people that make it really, really scary. I think there are people that have a fetish for repressing other people, like those Taft mothers. They must be masturbating, watching your video, and thinking about making you suffer somehow. But they didn't really make you suffer, so now...
As long as they're getting off.
I want to call you Little Miss Taft.
Oh, you can call me whatever you want.
Hope and change. So how about your immediate family? How do they feel?
Holy shit.
Amen, I mean, and a women.
The aunts, uncles, the cousins, not so happy.
No.
You know? My grandma's probably my biggest fan.
Your
number
grandma.
One supporter, yeah.
Cool. Good grandma. Now,
I love my grandma.
Is she like a red diaper baby or something?
She's like one of those ladies, like, feminist? You know, she doesn't have sex. She's like... You know, I don't even know how to explain her.
Well, she doesn't have sex.
No. She's like a single old lady.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Who supports her.
Gets tough as you get older.
Her granddaughter being a whore.
I mean, for a lot of women, by the time we get comfortable with our sexuality, no one wants to have sex with us.
Mm.
You know, that's...
Yeah, she's pretty old.
How do you know about that?
I'm just nodding. I'm being fucking educated over here. That's what I'm doing.
That's why you got to appreciate it while you're young.
I have a question for you, because I actually just did my first porn, and my family doesn't know. So, like, how did you talk to your family about it?
Well, my grandma, she's known. Like, I've always had a relationship. I've always been able to tell her whatever. I think it's easier just to tell them, and then instead of being on, like, international news.
Yeah.
And some people finding out.
That's scary when you get shocked.
Yeah, and my parents, I'm sure they kind of knew. They had an idea. It's just, like, one of those things you don't talk, you know. My parents, like, you don't talk about it.
Voodoo made me do it.
No.
So I just want to give out the phone number for anyone who wants to call in and talk about scary sex. Happy Halloween. Our number is 1-866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068 here in the U.S. of A. And anywhere else in the world, you can call 213-670-0066. That's got three sixes in it for the devil, who's walking around here. The devil is my producer, by the way, Tasia Suter. So, and also voodoo, of course. But that's also in our phone number, 213-670-0066. And you can also tweet us at Radio Suzy 1. Twitter / Radio Suzy 1. So porn star fan, Panty Boy, says, Happy Halloween. Voodoo is my favorite actor in this business.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He's trying to butter you up.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with what she was doing to her boyfriend.
Maybe a little bit like that.
Okay. Panty Boy. Okay. And so you're his favorite actor. And Madeline, you look so awesome. All guests are beautiful. And he would love to see your panties.
Oh.
Whose panties?
Underwear fetishes.
I think anyone.
Anybody's
panties.
He's
definitely an
underwear
fetish.
Well, if I was wearing panties, I would show them.
You would.
But I'm not wearing underwear.
You're not wearing any panties under that fly suit.
I'm not.
Let me see the fly suit.
Race car driver.
Oh, this is, the race car driver suit. I thought this was like a flying suit, but it is race car. Well, close enough. Race car driver.
Multi-purpose.
And so you're wearing fishnet pantyhose?
They're stockings. I just decided not to wear underwear.
Oh.
I don't like them.
You don't like underwear?
No,
you like to
probably
be free.
90% of my life is lived without underwear.
I guess so. You certainly weren't wearing underwear when you were flying.
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Not at all. I wasn't wearing
anything. We like your little race car driver outfit. Are you wearing underwear?
I'm commando.
Commando.
Yes.
No underwear.
Yeah.
I have a chastity
like
belt on.
You have a chastity belt.
Can
we see that?
No, yeah. It's invisible.
So you've got an invisible chastity belt?
Mm-hmm. It's part of the costume.
This
so
bitch.
No underwear.
Are you, so does that mean no underwear?
I can't show it. It's invisible.
I see. Okay. And you?
We still want to take a look.
Yeah, I got some boring underwear on, though. They're just plain black panties, but I guess I could show them.
Go, Johnny, go.
Go, Johnny, go.
Take
Come
it
on.
All
right, here we go.
Somebody got to show some underwear.
Whoa, there we go. Some underwear, black, basic black.
Yep.
All right. I don't suppose you want to show your underwear, Lynn.
No, thank you.
You are
Come
wearing.
On, Lynn. Don't be so uptight.
Lynn's afraid of sex in general.
Really?
She said
Can
that
I show
earlier.
Them my fishnets?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
I think you should come up here to do that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, come on up here.
I want to know why Lynn is uptight about showing her panties.
Well, we could ask why. I think she just gave us a whole long explanation, but perhaps... wow, look at this. This is, of course... great little race car costume on Hope, Little Miss Taft. It makes me want to ride my broom, baby. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, take it off. Let's have a little music. Yeah, we're ready. Let's take it all off now. Yeah. She might not like wearing panties, but she has a very pretty bra on. And yes, yes, keep going. Yeah, I mean, you know, let it go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Now, panty boy, I think you might appreciate these fishnets as being very long panties. These are very long fence cut panties.
You're looking Hang good.
On. Can we get this microphone for her? Yeah. Here's my hairy cameraman.
They're sexy, right?
Yeah, that's very sexy. It's you know, I'm starting to see these as panties.
Yeah.
These as long fishnet.
Long johns.
Panty.
You know
Actually,
what I
they're
think
called
everyone
toes.
Would appreciate?
No.
If you gave me a good spank.
A good spank? Yeah, yeah okay. I can do that.
Right on my
you
head.
Need a spank?
Yeah.
Hard.
I'm in a dirty girl before
hard.
I came here.
Do it hard.
I need it nice and hard.
Don't hold back, doctor.
Okay. No, I've been such a bad
Do we have any
panels,
Sandy?
Mm. Oh.
You do need to be spanked.
Yeah.
With the broom.
We're very bad. With the broom.
Beat her with the broom. Oh.
I think I want to do it with the hand first.
Yeah.
I'm getting all kinds yes. of implements here.
Your
yes.
crew is so helpful.
The broom I have to get back.
Yeah.
I think I have to have a little
Well, I need something
to
hold on to, guys. Right, right
here we
there.
Go.
Look, right Full there. Give it a good fucking smack.
Whack
oh,
that naughty
no.
girl. Have
Come on.
Sex in the air.
Come on.
Sex in
oh,
the air.
Yeah.
You naughty, 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 taft girl. What a reflection
it
on
shit hurts,
school.
Guys. oh, yeah. fuck, that was a good
you know
meeting.
What? That was good. Ooh. And you know what we do when we spank bad girls what? Here? Because we love bad girls. Ooh. If you're
I
bad,
love being
in,
a bad
in that
bad
way,
girl.
Is we rub you with a chinchilla.
Oh, my God, that's
now,
the best thing ever. I need one.
You, okay, for those of you who are pitas, I did not buy this. A fur fetishist got this for me Whoa. As a gift. Okay, but it feels so good.
Oh, it does. After you beat my ass.
Mm. Yeah, well, you asked for
You're
it.
You're lucky I didn't squirt on you.
oh, my God.
Maybe not. I mean, I wouldn't want you to squirt on the chinchilla mitt, but no. on me, yes.
Oh.
Go right ahead, honey.
Shit.
What, can I get you something? Would you like, let's see, do you like vibrators?
Oh, I love them.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you, let's see,
Something with a lot of juice.
Something with a lot of juice?
Electrify that pussy.
Well, that, of course, would be the Hitachi.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love the Hitachi.
Yeah, you love the Hitachi.
Those Japanese,
okay.
they know what to do.
You know what? I have something for you, though, Voodoo.
What do you got for me?
Well, I thought this was very appropriate. This is made by Screaming O, and it's called Propello.
Wow.
Huh? Ah, yes.
Propello, right?
Appropriate. This is
like a propeller, yeah.
He got it. Ding, ding.
Okay.
Let me check
At least take
out.
A picture with it now. okay. Turn around for the camera. We love Screaming O's. Okay. Propeller. You're holding your finger over the P.
Oh,
Hang
oh,
on. Okay.
Bad.
There you go.
Once again.
All right. There. Okay. You. Mmm. Now, even though you're a dangerous girl, I have to get a condom. Where are my condoms?
Thank you.
Where are the condoms? Mm-mm-mm-mm. Whoops. Mm-hmm. People have been taking my condoms. Maybe there's one in here. This is a safe sex kit. We should hope it does. It has a condom. Okay, now that's my... Yep.
Hope, would you even know how to use a condom? You're such a slut.
No, I'm too much of a slut to know what a condom is.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
Teacher, doctor.
Oh, yeah, this is a condom.
Will you okay? please show me how to put a condom on?
You're doing your nose. Okay.
I'll lick that condom.
Well, even Voodoo, I don't think, is as big as... As this.
I'm twice Ooh. The size of that thing.
Have you seen it?
You want scary sex? I'll whip out my cock. You
can yeah.
You'll
Do
run
it.
For the hills.
That's scary.
The couple that was going to be demonstrating things wasn't here tonight, but we've got some demonstration anyway. We've got some pinch hitters here tonight, it looks like, yes.
No, this is couple number one, actually. Yeah. Couple number two is the one that bowed out.
Womp, womp, womp.
Bastards.
Well, come on up here and help me out.
Help you out.
Yeah.
All right. I can do that. I got to take off my parachute.
No, you don't have
leave
to.
Leave the parachute on?
Be super safe.
Everything else off.
Condoms and parachutes?
Yeah, condoms and parachutes
we'll be really
don't
safe
go very,
today.
Yeah.
Very well together.
And the bra doesn't go very well with the rest of the outfit.
Oh, I need to take it off.
Yeah, absolutely.
I need you to take it off. I need you to strip me down.
I think I will. There we go. Beautiful. Look at this beautiful girl. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners.
Oh, I feel like I fit in now, guys.
Titties.
Beautiful. You are just gorgeous.
Thank you.
So, you feel comfortable?
Yeah.
Good. Good. You want to take those off, too? Okay, take it all off. You're just naked girl for Halloween. You're a nudist.
I like it.
Now she's ready to jump out of a plane and have sex again.
I think so.
Need my tennis shoes for that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, you look deliciously hot. I mean, you think you're going to squirt? Should I put a towel under you?
You might, yeah.
Yeah?
You might
know that. Oh, I'm so excited.
I have a towel.
Like, I'm crazy. I learned how to do it, and I just can't stop myself.
You want to, you know, since you're... You want to do it on the American flag?
Yeah.
That's very pretty.
Yeah.
Your dream come true. You're making my dreams come true on this
show.
Squirt for peace.
Yay!
Absolutely.
Those Taft
lines. Squirt for peace.
Be interested to say that, wouldn't they?
They would love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
All right. Now, did you, do you want anything to insert?
Only if you're going to do it for me.
Yeah. Well, I would help you, you know, in whatever way.
Me.
Yeah.
Something to insert in my tight little pussy.
What are you laughing at?
She wasn't like this before she skydived, so she's kind of an ad for skydiving. Go skydiving.
Really?
Become a slut.
Did that change you?
Yeah, he's 100%.
The flying.
Made me a whore.
Wow. Mm.
Used to be the sweet little innocent girl.
And
she
this
really
lock
was.
Is this voodoo has the key to
no.
this? Oh, there is a key
there's
right here.
There's a key
here.
On it. You know what? That's a very special necklace.
Yeah.
I've worn it in just about every single porno I've ever made.
Wow.
I don't make a porno without my necklace.
What does it symbolize?
I just love it.
It's
I just love it.
It's your. It's it, it. You have the key to your own lock.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Mm.
Chastity belt?
Well,
yeah.
Hell no. No chastity belt. You can keep your chastity belt.
Thank you.
I guess so. All right, look at this pussy here. This
it's
is totally
waiting.
Shaved. Thank you. Thank you.
You know what? I actually just got waxed like two days ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I cried.
Really?
Yeah.
So that, you weren't scared, but it hurt.
It fucking hurt. I got my asshole waxed too.
Mm.
But that turned me on. That
your
fucking turned
wax.
Me on.
I think Brian
oh
would like to see
God.
That.
Yeah. You want
to
see it?
I think so. I think he needs to see it.
Spread.
Here, I'll hold the microphone
that.
For
How
you
clean
while you
is
show
that?
Brian
wow.
your asshole.
I got my asshole waxed.
It's
like the best feeling ever. Like I thought I might like come on the lady who was waxing my ass.
Oh, so that didn't hurt?
No. Turn me on.
The pussy waxing hurt.
Fuck yeah.
But not the asshole
no,
waxing.
No, the asshole felt great. Like, the labias, too, felt great. But, like, the top of my pussy.
The top, right, exactly. I don't like to do the top. I like to do the labia and everything around there.
Yeah, I think I'll just stick to
just
shaving.
Have a little, little mound of hair.
Okay, I'll just shave it.
Or you could shave
a
it.
A mound is old school.
Well... Not really. I think hair is making a comeback.
Yeah,
a little bit. Not around the lips, just above in
not
that
a
area.
Full bush, Cam.
No,
full
not
bush.
A full bush.
I
how about
love
the Elvis.
Bush.
Do you have an Elvis?
A little race stripe, race hair stripe thing. You know, that's kind of
race
cute.
Stripe.
Well, but you look so. I mean, you almost look illegal right now. It's kind of scary, actually. You know, and. I must say, and you barely you are in that barely legal category.
Yeah.
Mm. You'll look back legal. On this with I don't know what feelings.
Oh,
but,
I love it.
Right. Mm. Well, at least you are legal, so you're ready to show us how to squirt or something.
Are you gonna?
Have you been squirting for a while?
Kind of.
Okay.
It's fairly new.
All right. So.
Kind of falls back to sex and skydiving.
Yeah.
Squirt right. and skydiving.
I think we need somebody. How about my little devil here? Devil? Come here. This is Tasia. This is my... Oh, she's smoking a cigarette. She is such a little devil.
Scary sex. Oh, boy. She smokes before she fucks you.
Before she fucks little girl.
So, I think the zombie needs your cigarette, at least. So you're going to hold her microphone so she can have hands free here. Okay, so you get over here and hold the microphone so we can hear her explanations and moans and...
I thought you were going to help me out.
I am going to help you out.
I'm just making sure.
Get a strap on.
Well, I'm starting to help you by having someone hold your microphone.
Perfect. That's appreciate it.
Right. You have to hold it closer to her lips. There we go. Okay. So now, should we sort of open up these little luscious labia now? Oh, yes. They are so very, very sweetly just denuded of hair. It's like a forest that went through fire.
Nice and soft, right?
Yes, very soft. Oh, yes. Very soft. Oh, very nice.
It's wet, huh?
It's very wet. Oh. Yes, it is.
I was sitting in my little chair so horny watching you dance up here.
Yes, and I was dancing around and emoting and getting you so horny. You wanted to get up here, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
And
I've been waiting for you to touch me. The past week, I've been Googling you.
Googling. Google.
What do you think I've been masturbating to?
We have been tweeting.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you like your nipples pinched?
You can do whatever you want.
They're such sweet little nipples.
Oh, they're so sweet.
You want to try this Hitachi? Have you ever tried a Hitachi?
Yeah.
Oh, you're an experienced girl from nearly Gerald Bate.
And your mission, Hope, if you choose to accept it, is to hit the black cameraman here in the face with your squirt.
There you go. He's asking for it. Yeah. He wants to be right there.
Yeah.
Bullseye.
Hit him.
Do you feel it?
Yeah, I feel
your
G-spot.
I can feel it.
I feel it. Whoops.
You're getting your hair on me.
No, that was like that was a broom hair, exactly. That was not my hair. That was definitely a broom hair, broom hairda. Yeah.
You can put the Hitachi down a little. Oh, right there.
Right there.
Yeah. Fuck.
You look so beautiful.
Can I say your name, Dr. Susie?
You just did. Yeah. Hope, baby. Hope. Show us, Hope. Show us what a hot slut you are, Hope.
Dirty little whore.
Yes, and a beautiful superhero flying for us, Hope.
Dr. Susie, you're good with your hands.
You're good with your pussy, Hope.
Fuck yeah.
Are you thinking about flying?
Oh, yeah. That makes me so wet.
Yeah. You look so beautiful. You're not scared of all these cameras?
No.
No? Yeah, they're all watching you.
They're going to have a good masturbation session tonight.
Yes, they are. Yes. You want to hold that?
Yeah.
Okay. Just hold that where you like. Yeah.
Thank you, little devil. shit.
Can't forget the yell pillow.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm gonna come.
Yes.
Fuck, I'm coming.
Yes, you
are.
So beautiful. Yes.
Oh fuck, I think I'm gonna come again.
Yeah, come again for us, just like you're in the air.
Did it squirt?
You haven't squirted yet,
no?
So you're going to have to.
Oh.
You haven't squirted yet? Did I miss it?
I'm no. waiting. I'm ready for this.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Hope.
Let the spirits inhabit you, Hope. Let the demons take over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here's a little squirt coming out. Yeah, I see it now. Very sweet.
Oh,
squirt.
I figured out where my spot is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Hope. Okay. Little Miss Taft is starting to dribble.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right there.
Yeah, right there. Is that your G-spot?
It's like searching for oil. It's not an exact science.
How does that feel?
Oh, it feels fucking amazing.
How about when I rub it in a circle like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you're pressing that Hitachi hard against your clit.
Oh, I felt that one.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Well, I think you should just relax here and play with yourself a little. I'll be here with you.
Yeah?
But I'm going to sort of talk to my other guests, too, because they might feel left out.
Oh, no, this is fine.
Sit here.
I'm totally fucking chilling right now. I'm just waiting for her to squirt. Do it for me, girl. Come on. You got it.
For Johnny.
Yeah, you ready to squirt? You dribbled. You definitely dribbled. Yeah.
I think Lynn really likes this.
Well, we really like you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look, you've got
a cross because these are the gates to heaven.
Oh, these are the gates to
shit.
Heaven.
And you're the devil.
Very well said.
Well, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful girl.
Mm.
A naked masturbating girl on Halloween.
I love masturbating.
Saturday night. What more could you want with a devil at her side?
I think a little more depravity. Start
on
choking her.
Other side.
Right?
Maybe she needs to be spanked.
Yeah.
Oh, Dr. Susie.
Yes, you look beautiful. You seem like you're in an altered state.
Oh, I am. I could just stay here forever.
I guess you could. Yeah, you can. You can just stay here.
And play with the devil and the witch.
Yeah, yeah, you just do that. You just play with yourself right now. We're just going to talk, and you just let us know when you're about to squirt, okay? All right.
I can do that.
Yeah, okay. Did you squirt in the sky?
Of course.
Of course.
Are you kidding me?
No,
all over Voodoo's huge cock.
Oh,
great thing about squirting in the sky is that you're dry by the time you get to the ground.
Air
right.
Yeah.
Air dry.
Air dry.
Exactly.
No problem.
Hanging it out to dry. Now, the thing is, I couldn't see what you were doing, though.
Yeah, because we had a lousy outside cameraman. We went up. It was a very impromptu situation, and we just could only use whoever was there, and he had very few jumps, and he was with us on the exit, but then after that, you know, that's why most of it was shot on the hand cam. But
the next time
we will film the full hardcore, we'll have the right cameraman for the job.
Well, I guess there can be a next time.
Oh, there will be.
You know, because you can do that with that pilot. What's going on over here?
Oh, she's just talking dirty to me.
Oh, telling you what a little slut you are?
Oh, yeah.
You like that.
She told me how bad she wants to tie me up and beat me.
On the cross.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How she wants to take me back to hell.
Hell. Wow. Did you grow up in a religious background?
No.
No? Mm-mm. That's why you put a cross on your tummy?
Yeah.
Just to kind of get a little religion?
Yeah. Needed something to keep me straight. But it didn't fucking work.
I guess not. Well, here you are. Just masturbating away. Go Hitachi. So, you gals are enjoying this, I guess. Lynn, this is not something you want to actually watch.
Well, I think you should give the women who like to see some guys equal time and get a guy up there.
Yo, let me see some dick.
I think that's a good idea.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, come on.
No.
I mean, you know, if I want to...
That's too scary.
If I want to watch a woman masturbate, you know, I can, you know, go home and look in the mirror.
You know, Voodoo, you said you kind of wanted to please Lynn a little bit here.
I did?
Yeah. You know, you were asking
don't
after
do anything.
Her.
Don't do anything you don't want to do, though.
Well,
you just took the fun out of it, Lynn. I want you to tell me what to do.
He wants to be forced.
Yeah.
Let's force him.
Force him, Lynn.
I'm not into rape or sexual assault, sorry.
Oh. I don't think you could do that to a porn star who's been fucking this girl like 1,000 times. Come on, help me out here. Your parachute.
This show is great for me over here.
Oh.
If I get in the show, then I can't watch the show.
Escort him up here.
Oh, my goodness.
I need an escort for him. Or maybe the nurse will escort him. Can we just escort him up here?
Yeah, I think I want to see it.
He needs
if
help.
She needs your dick to squirt, then you gotta fucking do it, because I'm waiting.
Oh, yeah? Are you coming up with me, nurse?
Well, I'm gonna bring you up.
Ah, then you're staying up there with me.
No, I'm not.
I think I need the nurse. Okay. I think I'm dying, nurse.
Say, why do the porn stars always have to put on the show? I came to see
Isn't
some
show.
Isn't
that the definition of porn star?
Yeah.
I thought that was what the, you know... The Wikipedia
I need the
definition
nurse to
is.
Give me mouth to mouth.
Yeah, she does that. I think you have to act like you're passing out. Let's pretend to choke her now.
Pretend to choke her.
Nursey,
look
nursey.
At this nurse.
She needs some mouth to mouth.
Nurse, I need mouth to mouth. My breath has been taken away.
Look at this outfit now. All right. I wish you could take off the whole thing except leave the parachute on. Here, we need a microphone here. Okay, what's this?
Okay. This is a parachute that I'm wearing.
That is a parachute.
It's a parachute. It's like I said, it's better than a condom.
It's bigger, certainly.
It's bigger. Wow. Yeah. You know, there's some condoms out there that are pretty big.
Uh-huh.
The Magnum is kind of large.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. We've got a nurse here helping you out.
We have a nurse making sure everything is safe.
Okay. I think the nurse should help you off with your outfit here, or.
I think the nurse either that or the devil choke me.
The nurse could hold the microphone. Yeah, the nurse, we went to, you know, that's how we work them in.
The nurse really wants to choke me. Yeah.
We're working
that's the like one of my fantasies, to go to the doctor and have the nurse just...
choke you?
Talk into the microphone, nurse.
I told you about that chastity belt. It's not going to happen. But I will be here to watch him jerk off.
Jerk off.
You better help him, nurse.
Oh,
everyone
shit.
Has their functions. There we go. All right, so
poor
he's
Margo.
Putting his parachute away for those of you who are listening on radio. Voodoo is now assessing the situation. There's a bunch of strangely dressed chicks in a bed with a naked girl. And there's the nurse. There is always the nurse. He's very, very inspired by this chastity-belted nurse. And then there's the slut. You've got a little bit of everything, you know. The doctor, the devil, the nurse, and the naked girl. Yeah. Okay, talk. This is the key. When you're holding the microphone, you put it in front of the person who's talking.
You see, the challenge, you know, with the naked girl, I've already done. I've done her in the sky. We've had sex, but I haven't had the nurse.
Nope.
So how do we make that happen, doctor?
Well, I don't think we make that happen.
We don't?
No, here's how we do it.
How do we do it?
Okay, you impress the nurse.
Yes.
With how you approach the girl you know and care about.
And then maybe later, like in the elevator somewhere.
Right, maybe later. You know, the nurse could, or if you fall into a pool.
Or I could, like, I'm such
a
great porn actor, I could pretend to have a heart attack and die, and then she'd have to save me.
There you go. You could do that.
Well, she's a lifesaver. She said she's a lifeguard. She can give mouth-to-cock resuscitation.
Well, we can see. We can always try. We can see how far it goes. Right?
How far does this go?
Look how far you're going. Yes. Oh, a little dribble. Oh, yes. More dribbling. Dribble, dribble. Now we need her on the microphone.
I think that's all my squirt for tonight.
That's okay. You don't have to squirt. You can just lay there with your legs spread open.
No, but it's like a mission. Like, I want it. I want it so fucking bad.
You know what? Pressure is the enemy of pleasure, even when you're a porn star.
Yeah, it's not about. I need this nurse to choke me.
The goal is the journey. We're not about, you know, you coming. You don't have to have a money shot here. But he has to get into
the
picture.
To choke me.
As a lifesaver, I don't choke anybody.
You know?
Because that gets rid of oxygen, and then oxygen could end up, you know.
I agree. I think there's too many people into this choking fetish.
I think that I will help you overcome your fear of somebody dying by you choking me.
Yes. Not a fear, it's a responsibility.
Dr. Susie.
Yes. Oh, pass it over, please. Okay, we have a request. Can we watch Hope ride the monkey rocker?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yes.
What?
Okay.
I'll
get it. Well, I think somebody has to get it.
Well, I don't know what it is.
I showed it to you when it
was. Okay, we have to bring it onto the.
Bring it.
Bring it onto the stage. So.
Single.
This will probably make Voodoo jealous and get him going.
We'll get me jealous.
Yeah.
Get me jealous.
Yeah.
I want to be jealous.
Mm.
Hope, did you file your taxes this year?
Yes, I did.
Is the government fucking you as good as I did while we were in the sky?
Fuck no. Oh, God, no.
You got to put a condom on there.
I don't think anything compares to
Can
you
get my basket? My basket over there? I have a basket with condoms. Oh, is this the basket? Yeah. Okay.
Hope, if you can't squirt, you're fired.
I'm going to be pissed
off. I had a little one.
She did. She dribbled.
I dribbled on her finger.
Just because you had all that sex with Eric Swiss earlier. You probably squirted all over his cock, you dirty little whore.
The truth is, I did squirt all over Eric Swiss's cock. Aww. He took all my squirt. Eric Swiss, if you're listening, you should be proud. You took my squirt.
Yeah.
I'm kind of nervous about this whole monkey thing.
Well,
don't worry,
the
monkey's well trained.
That's good, because the subject is fear and sex tonight.
I love just having an orgasm, so if I can have that.
Well, you might do it. You seem to like penetration by large objects. And the monkey rocker is a friendly form of that. And it's coming right up, I think.
It's coming right up.
Just thinking about this monkey rocker.
Oh, here it comes. Aww. Here comes
the
monkey
rocker. Getting a condom.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, bring it on up here.
We're about to have monkey sex.
This is
It'd
also...
It'd be the first for me.
Well, It's a human-powered machine, needs no electricity.
Who gets to power it?
You do.
Oh.
You power it yourself.
Just in case you're in a combat zone or they cut off your electricity.
I know how to fuck myself.
Okay, right. I think it is coming into the room now. Here we go. The monkey rocker.
Oh.
Here we go.
The monkey rocker?
Yeah. That's
oh my gosh.
So you could just sit right down on it. It is condomed. No, no the other way. Way. Other way.
Could you hold on to that black thing?
I guess I was doing it wrong.
Right, there you go. And you insert that. It has a condom. Does it go in? Yeah?
Yeah, you have a little bit of...
Lube?
Lube.
Yep.
I got a tight pinhole.
Just hock a loogie, girl.
Well, it's not as big as voodoo.
turn it a little bit towards the camera. Camera one over here. Camera one. Right there. No, too far.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, right
this
in my direction.
Hope
Hell yeah.
Fly girl.
This is the right way, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, I'm gonna
that's the way, and you're going to just sit right down on it, and you can power it yourself. Even though the electricity went off, or is this my headphones that keep going off?
Yes.
Oh, I see. I got a headphone problem.
So just fuck myself?
Yeah, you just can just... Yeah, you can just use this lever here. Or you can just rock back and forth on your own
nice and easy.
Legs. Yeah.
Wait. Oh.
Yeah?
Oh.
Now you got it?
Can I take this home?
Well, you got to just come here a lot.
Oh, I could do that.
Mm. See?
Really? For your asshole, too?
That's for two people.
I think my dildo is on backwards. The balls are hitting me in the ass.
Well, he could be fucking you that way. Mm. Okay, thanks.
Oh, shit. I think you guys need to try this shit.
I've been wanting to. It looks amazing.
Oh,
we could get on the double one. One day.
Ride them, cowgirl. Okay, these are not on at all.
I could deep
test,
throw
test,
it.
Test. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So what do you think, Voodoo? What do you think of the monkey rocker?
It's quite the animalistic apparatus you have there, Doctor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does it turn you on?
Does it turn me on?
To watch her ride the monkey rocker?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. She could be a little more vocal, though. Can't hear you, Hope.
Can't hear me? I think I'm just so amazed by this thing. You want to hear me, Voodoo? Oh, shit. I need a nurse.
Yeah. I'm retired.
You're not getting away so easy, little girl.
Little girl?
I'm always being called a little girl, so I want to call you a little girl because you won't choke me.
Oh.
And how about Voodoo? How do we get him to step up
Voodoo
to the
bat? Voodoo is...
let me tell you.
He's just watching
the
show.
Here's the thing. With me and Hope, since we did the skydive sex a couple of months ago, I kind of got her into the industry, and now since I've been kind of helping her out with her career, she's kind of become like my little sister. So scary sex, to me, would be actually having sex with Hope again.
Then you should do it.
Because
she's not really your sister.
No, but...
Oh, come on.
No, I don't see her. I'm not sexually attracted to Hope anymore. I'm really not. It's sad, but it's not mean. It's when you kind of develop a relationship.
Yeah, really.
This is what she was talking about earlier. This is one of those meaningful relationships that we've developed, and it's, you know, sex and business kind of don't mix a lot of the times.
It's very true. Like, after every scene, I call him so excited. He's like my older brother.
You can have a cock in your pussy and a cock in your mouth right there. There you go. Who needs him? Here, you get the microphone. Look at you. You are a star, aren't you? Yes, you are a goddess among witches. Very good, Hope. Suck my broom, baby. Now she's making sounds. She's making good sounds now, yeah? So what do you think about that, Lynn? Now that they're close, now that he cares about her and they have a business relationship, he can't get excited by her anymore.
Well, it's entirely between the two of them. It's what is best for him and what's best for her.
Mm. Do you care, Hope?
Thank you, Lynn.
Do you? Would you want Voodoo, or you?
No, I love our relationship how it is right now. Mm. I know that he's always going to be like one of my best friends, and I love it. I'd rather have this than be fucking him, and just have a whatever. Like, oh, okay, on to the next. It's kind of like it's weird. It's a good thing. I know he's always going to be there.
Well, okay. Well, then we'll accept that as a good thing. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't think it's a good thing for my show.
We're trying to see some dick, man.
I'm more than happy to fuck the nurse.
Well, the nurse, you know, the nurse is not a porn star. She doesn't have sex on camera.
Squirted on this thing.
How about if you just jerk off for the nurse?
I did.
Oh, you squirted.
Oh,
you
missed it.
We all missed it. I don't know. Did you get it, Mad Passion? Jeez.
Just a little one.
Just a little baby squirt. That's very good, though.
All over the back of your dildo.
Oh, that's nice. That's good. Good girl. She squirted. Yay. Yay. Yeah, she squirted. How did that feel?
Good.
Did it feel good because of physical good, or did it feel just like, oh my God, I finally squirted, at least I got
no,
that?
No, no, it's physical. Okay. Physical. For my pussy.
Do you like squirting orgasms better or internal orgasms?
I like them all. As long as I can get off, I love it.
You just love getting off?
Yeah.
When was your first orgasm?
Oh my gosh. Maybe like a year and a half ago.
Really?
Yeah, what? Like before I'd have sex and it would be like, oh, you think you're having an orgasm, but you're not. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Wow. And so what happened to give you your first orgasm?
I bought a vibrator.
Ah. So it wasn't some intimate relationship, some guy that finally understood you.
No,
it was a vibrator. Yeah. Okay, well, hey, nothing wrong with that. No. You know, we got to unlock the gates one way or another. That's right.
And I did it.
And you did it. And then ever since then, you've been Miss Orgasm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's been a horny little slut.
But you didn't need the vibrator in the sky.
No.
You had the wind vibrating against your clit.
You should stand in front of a fan and just let your pussy like hang loose.
That is a good idea. Are you taking notes on this? This is something you could try.
I mean, it's not quite the same,
actually.
But
well, you know, I mean, no, it's not the same, but it's a lot less dangerous. Just stand in front of the fan and you know what else is good is to spray some water on your pussy.
Or lay under the faucet in the bathtub.
Well, then there's that.
Or push against the jet in the jacuzzi.
Well, yeah.
Or shower heads.
But I'm talking about the fan now, where it's a hot day, and you just spritz your pussy with water, you know, and have the fan blowing on your pussy, and it's like you're flying.
I'm gonna go try that tonight.
Yeah, you should. You how many orgasms a day do you have?
Oh God, I don't know. I masturbate every morning. If I have to come to LA on the drive here, the drive home, if I'm on a porn set.
You masturbate while you're driving?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that is not safe sex, okay?
No, I have my regular vibrator.
Not for you or the truckers that are looking at you.
Oh, you know what my favorite thing to do is when I'm stuck in traffic on the way home from LA?
What is your favorite?
For some reason, I always get these dirty old truckers sitting next to me, and I just have to give them a show.
I bet you do.
I have to. I feel, like, obligated.
Okay, why don't you look into my camera right now
and pretend
it's a trucker.
They might try to crash into you and get at you.
And what do you want to make? What is your objective with this trucker?
Who's a trucker? The camera?
The camera's a trucker.
Oh, I just want you to have a nice, enjoyable ride up the 5.
I'm going to ride up the 5. Yeah.
I really think they enjoy it. I think they might, like, follow me on Twitter and know exactly where I'm at, and they want to have the traffic jam.
Well, now, I got a question for Voodoo. you had just said that you were going to try. We got to undo this wire here. It's all caught up in the monkey rocker. You said you wanted to do the Sex in the Sky thing again. So how are you going to do that? If you
with a new victim. The sex in the sky is the voodoo show. Hope was just part of it. She was just a passenger getting fucked. But that's my. I'm the only person in the world who could repeat that stunt because I have to hook them up to me. I have to jump them out of the plane. I have to get my cock hard, and I gotta land us safely. Well, so I mean, Hope was great as a first timer because she jumped out of a plane a couple times.
Yeah, but Hope should get to go up there again and have sex in the sky again.
Well, she'll have to find another voodoo to who can jump and fuck at the same time.
What do you think, Hope? Or
I guess I'm gonna go from drop zone to drop zone and telling jump masters to drop their pants.
Wow, you're gonna
so I can
go out
fuck
there
in the air again.
The alternate plan is to train Hope to become a skydiving instructor so she can put on a strap-on and fuck a chick while they're skydiving. And that's possible.
Fuck yeah.
That is
wow.
Absolutely
now
possible.
That's really like the witch now. On
but
her
what I really want to do is
boom,
become
boom
an instructor and my first victim be a male and fuck him in the ass.
Hell
oh,
yeah.
You want to fuck a man? Have you ever fucked a man?
No, but I've been wanting to.
Did you fuck him in the ass?
No.
No, because he was kind of excited about, you know, Johnny's story there.
Can't say I fucked him in the ass.
No?
No.
What if she wanted to do that? Would that excite you?
I think that'd be weird still.
You do?
Yeah.
No, but you want to fuck another guy in the ass,
yeah,
not voodoo.
Any victim, but besides voodoo.
Okay, so any other guy would not be weird.
No, just bend over and
that seems
it
so obvious.
Bend him over.
Mm. Well, okay. Well, you know, you're going to have to really learn more about flying and parachuting, and I think you should learn that from someone who is an experienced woman flyer. And we happen to have in our audience tonight Amelia Earhart.
Yay!
So, Amelia, can you explain a little bit about flying and sex for us? And I mean, because we figure that that's how come we've never found you since you disappeared. No, you have to come to the microphone. Yeah, you do. You have to put your laptop down for a second. Amelia is taking notes for the afterlife. Here. Amelia Earhart has returned amongst us from her fateful air voyage. Were you having sex in that plane? Was that the problem?
Maybe that's why I lost control.
Yeah. Maybe you were just masturbating like Little Miss Taft here. I mean, you know, that could have been it. You know, it's unsafe sex.
It's one
unsafe
of those mysteries of history.
Yeah.
She did have a guy with her when she in the plane when they
that's
crashed.
That's what yeah, exactly. Yes. I'm thinking. Yeah, you had a guy with you in the plane, Amelia, right?
Yes.
You did, and this was an attractive guy you liked.
Yes.
And you were a very sexual woman when you were alive, weren't you?
I don't know. I just wikied it before the show.
Definitely a feminist and before ahead of your time.
What am I doing?
Oh, no, she's putting headphones over your goggles there. Yeah. All right. So how did you become Amelia Earhart tonight?
In the little devil's closet.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, it's very apropos for our flying sex night. So, you know. Get back up there in the sky with your boyfriend because I guess that's what you're doing now forever and ever
forever
and ever. Just fucking in the air. Fly fucking. You know they
the
have fly
the
fishing? Isn't that what you were doing? Fly fucking?
I was fly fucking.
Yeah?
So
is that what you call
hard
it? What do you call it? Is there a name for what you're doing? What you do in the sky?
Sex and skydiving.
Sex skydiving. If you Google the two coolest words in the English language, sex skydive, we come up.
There you go.
That's mm-hmm it.
Fly fucking is also
fly
pretty
fucking
cool.
Yeah. Fly you know fucking. Yeah. Sex skydiving.
Uh-huh. Okay. So now, what is over here? Voodoo. Can you tell your story about how you entered the porn business?
Oh, boy.
And what does it feel like to fuck Stormy Daniels? I guess you have a choice.
Okay, how I got into the porn business, the short version, because it's kind of a long story. I'm from Toronto, Canada, originally. When I was 20 years old, I decided to hop on my motorcycle, and I wanted to see the United States of America. You know, I just wanted to go on one grand adventure before I was going to decide what I was going to do with the rest of my life. I was going to go down to Florida, check Florida out first, and then head out west. Fate interceded in 1999 with Hurricane Floyd in South Carolina, so I had to go west a little bit earlier. And at that time, in 1999, there was one agency that was handling all the new models that were coming into porn, basically, and it was World Modeling. It was a guy named Jim South. He had a little office on Van Nuys Boulevard. And I rode into town. Basically, I wanted to just learn to surf when I got to L.A. I didn't really want to get into porn. But I ran out of money, so I couldn't get back home. So I was staying at the Best Western Inn on Sepulveda and Burbank. I went to the clerk. I was all scruffy and long hair from riding my motorcycle for 2 weeks. And I said, look, I need
like
to make some
now.
Money. Yeah, exactly. And I said to this guy, look, I need to make some money right now, right away. He thought I was going to rob the place. But for some reason, he knew to direct me to the World Modeling. He asked me, would you do porn? And I said, well, it's not something I considered, but yeah, I'll give that a shot. I need some cash right away. I went into World Modeling. There was a female receptionist. She was also a porn actress at the time, and I was the first 20-year-old, basically, back in 1999 to get into porn. Before me, the average age for guys was, you know, between, you know, 30, 40 was kind of average. 25 was a young guy. There was never a 20-year-old before I got into porn. The girl took a liking to me. She said, look, go in the other room. Here's a magazine. Jerk off. Get hard. We got to take some Polaroids. Check you out. Did so. No problem. She took some Polaroids. She was impressed. And
all right.
Fate had it that there was an agent that was walking in that was looking for talent. He saw the Polaroids. They told me to go get my test. Went to get my test. That's the full.
You don't have to walk us through every little step.
Well, then that's how I got into it. I got into it through World Modeling back in 1999.
All right, thank you, World Modeling.
That's it.
All right, Voodoo, and now you're in it. And Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels, great performer. She has a very, very tight pussy, very, very large fake breasts, and she knows how to moan, groan, and get fucked like a champ.
And since no one else is squirting here.
I hope that's your own fresh squeezed.
Oh yeah.
All right, good.
It's holy water.
Well, then I'm burning.
That's right. I will make hard ye who are limp, and I will make wet ye who are dry.
That's right.
Wow, I got a new squirting bag for this. This is a real enema bag. Actually, because we did you do this?
No,
Amelia didn't do this. Okay, Amelia, you're ahead of your time. So we have a little bit of time left, very little.
Let's do agua shots.
Yeah.
What?
You can't because you're too young. Well, you could do salt with something else. What are you drinking? Coca-Cola. Water, okay. Well, here's the way the agua shot works, is you put some salt on somebody you like, some part of their body, and then you drink your shot from these lovely little skull glasses.
You got ours.
Here we go. Where's my lovely assistant? I need more pouring here, little devil. All right, so are you drinking?
I'll drink.
You
have
are?
A shot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You got to lick it off of her somewhere. Okay.
Well, I can do that.
Okay. Here we go. All right, so come forward here. This is agua coca leaf liqueur made from the coca leaf. This is not cocaine. All right,
oh,
so
damn it.
What
I'm
should
out
we.
Of here.
No, not on your wrist. Let's put it on something better.
Let's
how about we put it
stomach.
On your pussy or something?
And you have 7 minutes stuck.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lay down.
Yeah, lay down. Lay down.
Lay down. Let's have some incest.
Yeah, yeah, sister. Here we go. All right. Let's make a happy trail.
Seriously, it's not cocaine?
Don't snort it or you're in trouble. Okay. Do you have the glass? Yes? Okay, not two. One. We have to get a glass of water for the little lady. Here. Okay, so first for... You lick it up first?
Lick it up first?
Lick it up. In a nice little trail down the stomach and down into the pussy. Oh, you've got to go down a little farther. I see that salt is going right through those labia. Is he doing good? Yeah? You cannot feel it. And now down we go. Good?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
All right. Now it would be your turn. So, you can have salt. You can't have the agua. So this is the way we're going to get his clothes off.
Why don't we do it on your nice titties right there?
Well, because we can both lick
the salt off of you.
I'm not a porn star. I want to see how you look after all these years, voodoo.
By the video. I'm a skydiver now. I'm not a porn star. I skydive.
How come it says voodoo porn star on your site?
Well, I do porn. Yes, I do porn. But so, skydiving is my passion.
Star.
That's why I wore the outfit today.
Yeah, yeah. But we could have some music. You could do a little striptease for the very end.
I could?
Yeah.
I could.
Yeah.
I'm naked all the time. This feels great being clothed.
Why are you depriving us for Halloween?
Because it's scary sex.
No. Whoa. It's just boring sex with you and your thing now at this point.
He's not even giving us naked eyes,
no,
you notice.
No.
No.
Well, that's when you do it for a living every single day, you either want to get paid for it or it's got to be... You know, on your terms, basically.
Or I guess you don't want to come back to the show, basically.
That's all right.
Okay.
That's all right.
Okay, Dr. Susie, yes. You got 4 minutes.
I know. Okay, so you guys do shots.
4 minutes. Oh. Let's go.
Salt it up, baby. There we go. She's now salting the neck. This looks like a zombie bite here. Okay. And down we go.
Amazing. Mm.
Wonderful.
What's up with that, nurse?
Okay, so
I want tits for mine.
I love alcohol.
Do I get tits?
Tits. Pull it down. She's just getting top of tits. Okay. This is a conservative Halloween show, except for you. You're wild.
She's the noob. She's
I love being naked.
You look beautiful naked. You are a naked girl.
I'm comfortable naked. Mm.
Do we check the archives for your previous Halloween shows to see how this one measures up?
Well, last week was hot Halloween.
Crazy.
Last week was crazy.
Crazy,
yeah.
Crazy
this
stuff.
Week I think we're... You know, kind of just
crazy people.
Easing it out.
We're laid back.
Laid back. Yeah. I guess we have porn stars who don't want to do porn. They want to wear their fly suits. It's so hot, too. Okay. Well, then, we're almost out of time, actually.
So where do we find everybody?
First of all, Little Miss Taft, Hope.
You can find me on Twitter, @ Little Miss Taft. T-A-F-T.
Okay. And do you have a website yet?
Not yet. I'm still working on it.
Well, good. Well, we'll all be excited about it.
Oh, it'll be
you have a lot of potential for your big career. Is this what you want to be, a porn star?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I want to keep going. I want to be bigger than Jenna Jameson.
Ooh. Wow. Okay.
It's my goal in life.
Well, I hope you attain your goal. It's amazing how many girls have these... goals of being a porn star. It's great. Okay, so you've attained your goal.
I attained my goal.
You're bored.
I'm bored.
Okay.
Follow me on Twitter, Voodoo Porn Star, or check out the sex skydive video on my website, voodoopornstar.com.
All right, but it is an awesome flight.
It's a beautiful
flight. You got to watch it.
You got to watch it. It's hot stuff.
Sex in the sky. Yeah, sex while skydiving. All right, Amelia Earhart, you can find at the speakeasy when she's not flying. And I don't know about the nurse here.
Oh, you can't find me anywhere except that I was so happy to be here because I missed a show in Boston from Teenage Penis and the Herps, so check them out. I think that would be great music for this night. So. Teenage Penis and the Herps.
Okay.
Okay.
And here is Johnny.
You can find me on Twitter at Johnny Lynch, J-O-N-N-I Lynch, L-Y.
You have your own Twitter.
N-C-H. Oh, okay. Yeah, I got to get myself out there so I can fuck more dudes on camera, I guess. So, yeah, Facebook, Tumblr, FetLife, Johnny Lynch.
Mm. All right, Johnny Lynch. We'll look forward to watching your burgeoning career. And Lynn, you also want to be a porn star, I know, when you grow up, right?
Maybe in another life.
Maybe.
You can find my, you can look for my upcoming reviews of Yaoi, that's Y-A-O-I, manga and anime. That's gay-themed manga and anime in upcoming issues of Blade. And you can also see my reviews of adult sexually explicit manga and anime on my MySpace. It's linked from my LinkedIn site, and I also have a blogger.com site where you can see my reviews of sexually explicit manga.
Wow. Well, this all looks kind of exciting. Right. So thank you all for being here tonight. We have a lot of costumed, interesting people tonight. And you who are out there, it's Halloween weekend, so, you know, dress up as your erotic persona. Fly high in the sky on your vibrating brooms. Get out there and connect with your fantasies. And whatever you do, be good, be happy. Always practice safe sex and make like bonobos, not baboons. That's right, we have to hold up the bonobo sign a second here. Hold up the bonobos. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Yeah. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. Even if it's scary. I love you. Whoa. You can.
Oh my God.
Okie dokie.
Sorry, I'm a prude.
Oh, everybody was a prude tonight, except Little Miss Taft.
Talk to someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.